Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the voice of the frontline protector here at the Private Officer Beat Radio. Every week, you'll hear breaking news, topics of training, information for the industry of security, public safety, and law enforcement. So strap in, hang on, we're about to speed off in this episode of the Private Officer Beat Radio. Hey, what do you think of that new intro music? We went into the studio here last week, and we were looking at how to kind of zippity-do the intro of our show, which has been the same for probably 10 years at least out of the many years that I've been doing this, over 500, almost 550 episodes. So we kind of have been working on a number of different intros. Send us an email, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Let us know today, right now. Well, maybe not right now. Hold off. Wait until we're done here. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear from you. And of course, we want you to sound off about things happening in your neighborhood. Let us know about any promotions in your company, if you've been promoted, anything that we can bring to the attention of our listeners. We really need your eyes and ears, your boots on the ground. Please contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. If you haven't already figured it out, you're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio, the voice frontline protector. I'm your host, Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International, POI, and other businesses as well. Whew, we got a lot to talk about. I know I say the same thing every program, but it is the fact. So much happening across the country. Three security officers in the last 48 hours have been involved in fatal shootings. And in two of them, law enforcement are looking at whether or not they were justified and has already deemed one a homicide. And being in law enforcement most of my life, I can tell you that's not good for the security officer. Five other private security officers involved in woundings, shootings of other people, whether they were justified or not. We have had a lot of shootings involving private security last year, and they rolled right into 2021. And I'm telling you, this is not looking good. And four security officers already murdered last year, 40 some odd. We're looking at some pretty staggering numbers of deadly lethal use of force, both against private security and by private security across the country. More storms rolling across the nation. Of course, you didn't think I was going to let the weather go this week, did you? Nope. Lots of weather. We've got more snow heading across the country, tornadoes, flooding, really severe weather in many parts of the country. Please stay on top of it. Get a weather alert on your phone. Make sure that your home has a weather alert, a weather box. Be prepared. A security officer These are some of the topics that we need you to know is happening right now. Security officer on the way to work in New York City, violently attacked on a New York train because they thought he was an agent. A 9/11 survivor coming to the rescue of the 68-year-old security officer. Thank goodness for that. He was able to assist him. The security officer received some serious wounds and injuries. And I'm telling you, we know that people of all races and all colors are targeted by these violent thugs. And that's all they are, thugs. Across the country, we're seeing a rise of a huge proportion against every race, blacks attacking whites and blacks attacking Asians and Hispanics and blacks attacking Asians and whites. What's going on? Whether you're a security officer or a law enforcement officer, a public safety officer, you have to understand that these crimes are on the rise and they're just another area of crime that you have to attack. Really protect yourself from the attack and be prepared to resist the attack, to fight off the attacker. We have seen, I hate to say it, but we have seen tens of thousands of assaults in the last few years. Right now, the Public Safety and Security Institute, we're looking into ways of protecting all officers, armed or unarmed. We're putting together a study. We're looking at the facts. We will be bringing this to regulatory agencies, security company owners, proprietary security companies, because it's just out of hand. I know three reasons unequivocally that directly correlate with security officer deaths. And I've been yelling this, screaming this on top of my soapbox. I've even been out in meetings. I've been called to meetings for various topics, even training. Recently, just a few weeks ago in Mississippi, yelling, letting people know this is not a joke. People are getting hurt. People are getting killed. And this is not going away anytime soon. Three reasons that correlate directly with security officer death. We say it all the time, but if you haven't heard, number one, they have no backup. They're a single man post, a single man assignment. It is easy to take advantage of the disadvantage. Those who don't have support, backup, those who don't have the training, those who are not armed. Number two, there's no communications. Police who are single officer patrols, at least if they have a situation, at least if they have an incident, they can quickly click their mic and get backup. I am really thankful to hear that there are numerous security companies, both contract agencies and proprietary, that have gone not only to a two-way radio system, but to a dispatch center. And it has helped them not only to get aid for their personnel, but also to get answers for questions that the security officer has, situations. What do I do with this? What's the protocol here? What supervisors are being called out. They're hearing the call and responding. Number three, body armor. I don't know if security employees, security company owners, proprietary security departments will ever believe this enough, but it is one of the top three reasons why security officers are killed in the line of duty. We got a lot more to talk about. But we got to take a quick break. Coming right back, you're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio. Monday.
wouldn't do that. So why do you do this? Distracted driving kills an average of 9 people and injures over 1,000 every day in America. Put down your phone. Lives depend on it. Don't drive intoxicated. Don't drive intexticated. A sobering message from AAA.
Drones are fun to fly, but the fun ends when you fly one near a wildfire. There is a lot of low-level air traffic over a wildfire, and pilots are focused on their mission. Unexpected aircraft, even small drones near a fire, puts lives at risk. No drone flight or picture or video is worth a life. Not only is it a bad and dangerous idea, only authorized aircraft are permitted to fly near wildfires. Drones and wildfires don't mix. Be smart. Be safe. Stay away.
Monday, March 22nd, 2021. Springtime. All right, baby. Can't wait. Warm temperatures, sunshine, blue skies, a little fishing here and there, maybe some travel. It's going to be great. I know a lot of people think that the COVID situation is over with. We've got some vaccines now. We've got a lot of areas reporting a lot less cases, and that's all great news. But remember, folks, be safe. If you're working out in the field, security, you're working with public, wear a mask, wash your hands, prevent it. It is preventable in most cases. This is not like something that, oh, it's guaranteed you're going to get it if you go outside the confines of your home. No, you can prevent it. Wash your hands. Wear a mask when you're in, the public. I see people wearing a mask driving down the road, and they're the only person in the car. I don't get that. I saw a guy the other day when I was driving down a country back road. There's not a person in sight, but he got a mask on. I don't understand that, but better safe than sorry is what they say. I told you at the top of the hour, a lot of violence happening with security officers. I told you that 3 security officers killed 3 different persons in 3 different situations. In Tampa, it was at a hookah lounge. For some reason, hookah lounge across the country, these lounges draw trouble. And we've had shootings after shootings after shootings. Tampa police said in this case, a man and a security officer got into it after he was escorted out of the lounge. He got a gun, began firing at security. Security fired back and shot him multiple times, and he died. Police, they feel good about it, but they're not saying whether or not it's going to go to the grand jury. In Fresno, California, this is a situation just based on prima facie evidence on the information provided by the media and the Fresno Police Department, a fatal shooting by a private security officer. He got into a confrontation with a homeless man and then killed him. A second person, a bystander, was also caught in the crossfire. The security officer said he was just making his rounds. He got into a confrontation, and he felt that he had to use deadly force to defend himself against the transient. Now, I have to tell you, they have classified this as a homicide. And from everything I'm reading, I believe this security officer will face murder and aggravated assault because a 33-year-old man was also shot who had nothing to do with this at all. A security officer in Jackson also under investigation after a fatal shooting at an apartment. In Chicago, Illinois, an armored vehicle employee was filling up an ATM machine, one of the more dangerous duties that security officers can have, when suddenly, sure enough, he was attacked. Gunfire ensued. The person was shot. He escaped, and he's not been taken into custody. And I wonder who's attending to his wounds. Sandy, San Antonio, Texas, another questionable shooting. This happened at a gentleman's club on the northwest side of the city. I know where that's at. I don't know where the gentleman's club is. I don't visit those places. But some type of confrontation took place. A man grabbed a female security officer and was choking her. A second security officer tried to use a taser, and that didn't work. The man then pulled out a gun. A security officer told him to drop it and then fired. I think it sounds like a good shooting myself. Who knows? We're going to follow this. We do have a court watch unit that follows these cases to see if they go to trial, if people are arrested, and if people do go on trial, what happens to them. We often report the results of people that are charged with assault or murder of security, and this is how we get all that. I also told you earlier, of course, that 24 security officers have been murdered, whew, year, and that's really just the ones that we know about. I can tell you, we estimate 15% higher than the information we have, because many times it's extremely difficult to get to be able to verify. So it could be, you know, even more than that. More violence to tell you about. This time it happened in Honolulu. A security officer was assaulted. Police there said that the security officer was in downtown Honolulu. A man who stole items from a store, he tried to apprehend him. A large fight ensued. The man has been charged with first-degree assault and theft. Another violent situation. This one happened in El Paso, Texas, this week, where a security staff at an East Side bar got into a confrontation with the man. They brawled out in the middle of the parking lot. A security officer was injured. They said that an arrest has been made. We don't have a name on that, but we are following the details there as well. Another situation coming out of Florida that is very alarming, and we're getting involved in this only for the integrity of the security industry. And after today or tomorrow, as soon as we get some further information and details, we'll be able to release that. But in Tampa, Florida, a security company called Pat Rack Worldwide Security is being accused by their employees of not paying them wages for weeks and weeks and weeks. Now, these particular security officers are working armed security in Hillsborough County at the vaccination points, and some of them have not been paid since January. I-Team, from a local news station, Adam Walzer, reporter, got involved. He was able to, after some time, get in touch with Jarrell McIntyre, who is supposedly the CEO owner of Pat Rack Security, who says, whoa, these are subcontractors. They're not employees of mine. I told them from the beginning, when the big client pays a secondary security company that we've been contracted under, then I can get paid from the secondary company. And then if I have money left over from my bills, I will pay them, because they're subcontractors also. And like any vendor, they have to wait. Well, I have to tell you, that's illegal from the get-go, as they say in the South. That's illegal from step one and day one. It is highly illegal. These people, these security officers, are employees. No regulatory state, and Florida is a regulatory state in the security industry, legally can subcontract a individual to provide independent security unless that individual also has a security company license with the state of Florida Department of Agriculture and Commerce, believe it or not, Consumer Services, and they have to be insured. A security company can contract to another security company, but they cannot contract or subcontract to an individual. We see this all across the country. A couple of years ago, we had a big situation that we helped employees in Texas. We've had it in Tennessee, Virginia, and elsewhere. You cannot subcontract individuals to provide security. Number one, they're not licensed as a company. Number two, they don't have liability insurance. Number three, they don't have workers' comp insurance. These are all requirements. So let's run through that real quick because a lot of people don't understand. I was at a training situation about 3 months ago, right after Christmas. They had a situation similar. They were subcontracting their alarm installers in a regulatory state. That's illegal. And I'm sure I lost that company as a client, but that's the way that it goes. It's illegal to subcontract an employee in a regulatory state. Now, if your state is not regulated, you're Mississippi or Kentucky or, you know, parts of Michigan, other states, then that's all well and good. What you do is fine. It may not be right, and it probably isn't ethical, but it would be legal. In Florida, it is definitely not legal. We are getting involved. We are contacting that company owner, although he probably doesn't want to hear what I have to say. We are contacting and in communication with the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. I'm telling you, people, these companies will do whatever it takes to get by with paying as little as possible, but also they don't want to do the taxes. They don't want to do the withholdings. They don't want to, you know, it's a bad, bad, bad situation. But I do think that it's only right for us to get involved to help these security officers. If you're listening to the show and you do the same type of thing and you're upset about what I'm saying, well, I understand, and I understand that you're not going to probably listen next week, but right is right and left is right. You know, you got to do the right thing, people. If you're a supervisor or a manager and you'd like some additional training free, go to your email and contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We have free supervisor and management training, networking, and resources. We have a group that we have put together. Every week you're going to get more information, everything from HR to training, resources, and more. Contact us, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, got more. Give me more. Got lots more to talk about.
For some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today, in America, one in six children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to povertyusa.org today. Because one in six children in poverty is one too many. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us. To stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us.
all of us, to stop sexual assault. Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
I know that you've heard me talk about my friends over at Body Armor USA. That's because they are, number one, great guys, and number two, they've got some great protective wear. Body Armor, of course, some of the highest quality you can get any place, but they also have protective gear. They have stab-resistant vests and gloves. They have everything that you would need to protect you, whether you're a security officer, a law enforcement officer, bail bond agent, whatever you might be. Check them out today at BodyArmorUSA.com. Give them a call, area code 516-817-1666. 516-817-1666, Body Armor USA. We've got what it takes to protect you. No doubt about it. Woo! We were telling you just a second ago about the free supervisor and manager training, networking, and resources. Guess what? We're doing the same thing for our POI members. Now, we have some Facebook sites set up where you can go in, and you have to be a member to be approved, but putting something else together. We've been talking about this for a number of months. On April 1st, and this is not going to be any April Fool's joke by no means, April 1st, you will have access to a whole new site specifically and only for POI members to go in and share information, to communicate. We'll have training and networking opportunities there, resources, and a whole lot more. Now, we're setting this up, and we're taking our time, our valuable time. We're putting in our efforts, and we really want you to use it for your benefits. If we see that people are not using it, that's going to really discourage us and not want us to do much with it, like some of the social media sites. But please, if you're a POI member, we have put out a number of resources over the last year that you can take advantage of. If you're not sure what all we have, contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We have a ton of things for you, our member. Also coming up, we're working on having regional training and resource networking opportunities now that COVID is at least being held back a little bit, and about 30% or 40% of people are being vaccinated, and maybe it's safe to be able to have small groups, maybe 20-25. We're looking at putting that together for several regions, and we will keep you updated with that. We have told you for the last month or so that we really need your support. If you are a member of POI, if you're a listener of our radio shows, if you get our newsletters, we need your support. Go to our website at privateofficer.org. Under the Officer Down link, you will see a benevolent fund. Please give generously. If you can make a donation every month, do so. If you want to make one large donation, that would be great. But we cannot do all of the things that we do for free. We just can't do it. We're a business. We have to pay our bills. We have to pay our people. We need your financial support. I don't get on the radio programs. I don't send out thousands of emails begging, This is not one of those type of businesses, but we do definitely need your support. Coming up also next month, the Private Officer Award Program. It's an annual event. It's one of those things that we spend hundreds of dollars putting together, publishing out, sending out the awards, doing all the things that we have to do in that award process. So as you can see, a lot of freebies, but yet they do cost us. Another example of that is the Armor College Citizens Police Academy. We're having a lot of fun over there, by the way, at Armor College Citizens Police Academy. But again, it does cost money. We spend 20 hours or more a week putting together the curriculum, the lecture, the audios, maintaining email contact with our students, over 50 people enrolled. We're also involved in homework and other things, aspects of the Citizens Academy. So there is a lot of work going forth. And of course, we did not charge anything for the Citizens Police Academy. So we do need some type of support. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio. And before I go to my next break, I just want to remind you, if you are in the metropolitan Charlotte area, and that does include South Carolina, you're going to want to contact our friend John over at Premier Training Academy. Well, you say, why do I need to do that? Well, if you are looking to either become a security officer or renew your security officer training, contact him today. He is a great guy. They offer great training, and he's one of our POI lifetime members. So, of course, we're going to support him, and we want you to support him as well. And also, you can give him a call, area code 704-806-4933, area code 704-806-4933, Premier Training Academy. Tell them that POI sent you. We're coming right back here on the Private Officer Radio.
Slow down.
And move over.
When you see light, best.
Or reflective, please give us some room. Slow down.
And move over.
We look out for you.
So look out for us.
Please.
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 Slow down.
And move over.
It's the law.
It's the law.
It's the law.
Crisis, everybody. Now, most of you have seen me wearing my signature mask on a plane. I love wearing it when I fly. I tend to get my own row 99% of the time. It's simple. Just wear the mask and cough. Because who wants to sit next to this guy? I don't blame you. And I went from being the only one on a plane wearing a mask to now everybody is doing it. Out in public, the park, at the mall, at the post office, with their girlfriend, with their husband, with their husband's girlfriend. We need to help our doctors, our nurses, and our healthcare workers who are fighting COVID-19 head on. And we need to make sure they don't acquire the virus. These frontliners have been running out of personal protective equipment. PPE. People have asked me, Kayvon, are you down with PPE? Are you down with PPE? Are you down with PPE? I'm like, yeah. You know me. Yeah, you know me. The CDC has been forced to downgrade the need for N95 masks, the surgical masks, now down to bandanas because of a lack of supplies. Does this seem like a good idea to you? Hi, I'm your doctor. I'm also here to rob your bank. Bandanas? Scarves? What kind of PPE is that? One more. This is one of the easiest ways you can be a hero. So if you're a healthcare provider in need, or if you have supplies you can donate, there are a lot of groups leading the effort. Start with the PPE Coalition. They're a great resource, and they can get you pointed in the right direction. So there you have it. Be a hero, make a donation, and help a frontline healthcare professional. After all, their health right now is in your hands. And while you're at it, wash those.
And we're back here at the Private Officer Beat Radio. Just a quick reminder, if you have not listened to this Sunday's edition of From the Legal Side, you're definitely going to want to go over there and listen to that program talking about chases, pursuits, following vehicles, whether you're security, law enforcement, public safety, or something in between, there's a lot of liability, a lot of things that can go wrong in a real quick moment, and you need to know all about them. Well, that's going to wrap up this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio. Be sure to join us every week here on The Beat on Mondays, and every other week, also listen to From the Legal Side, and be sure to give a listen to From the LP Zone. Oh, it's a great show, especially if you are in loss prevention, retail security, mall security. You definitely want to give a listen to those radio programs as well. Remember, if you're not already a Private Officer member, go to our website, privateofficer.org. Sign up today. And if you are looking for some great, really great A-rated training, go to Armour College, armourcollege.org. Well, thanks for being here, and we'll catch you on the next program. But in the meantime, be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you right back here on the radio.